If you have children aged between 7 and 12 who are looking for something fun and different to do this summer, look no further than the Shine on Singers Children's Music Camp. It's the second music camp of the season, and is under the direction of Teresa Takash, who founded the Shine on Singers in 2022. She is also familiar to theater-goers in the area for her work, on stage and off, with a number of theater productions, as actress, singer and as musical director. Earlier this year she played Gold, the long-suffering wife of Tevi the Milkman, in Fiddler on the Roof. The first camp was held in July, and Takash says the kids who took part really enjoyed it. Their parents said they heard nothing but positive things about it. The kids learned the first three strings on the guitar and three simplified chords, so they could all play, singing in the rain. They learned some classical music on the kazoo, and we had a kazoo concert. We also did some singing, and they learned how their body is an instrument. I taught them about the shape of the mouth when you sing, about resonating sound and proper breathing. They sang a song where they had to sing in parts, and then we sang campfire songs. I ended up giving them a choice of songs. What resonated with them, what they liked best, what was the most fun for them. The kids also worked with music sticks, which produce sounds of different pitches when they are struck on a hard surface. Takash says that during the next camp, recorders will be added to the mix, with participants able to take the recorders, and kazoos, home to keep afterwards. We're definitely doing the kazoos again, because they're so much fun. The kids loved them, but they were very engaged with the guitar as well. It was amazing to see the concentration, and the parents could tell the kids were really engaged. Those taking part weren't just sitting inside learning about, and making, music. The camp also included indoor and outdoor physical activities and games, as well as three trips to the Ashcroft Pool, to give the kids a mix of activities and engage their bodies as well as their brains. Sports are a different type of discipline and physicality. When you're doing music and art, there's so much creativity, but it's a different type of energy. Studying music is really good for the brain. Learning notes and being able to play them helps with memory, logical thinking, and softer skills like communication. It really develops the right side of the brain. Takash has long been involved in teaching music to children, but this year's summer music camps are a first for her. I was trying to figure out ways to get the Shine on Singers going again, and thought of this as a way to introduce music in a fun way in a more immersion-type setting. It's something for kids to do in the summer, and a way for them to meet other kids. The Shine on Singers started in 2022, and after getting busy with other things, Takash started it up again in fall 2024. Choir members did some fundraisers at various Christmas bazaars and did a Christmas sing-along at the Hub. They also performed at this year's Canada Day celebration in Ashcroft. I want to build interest in it again, and would love to do another Christmas sing-along at the Hub if we have enough interest. It helps kids gain confidence. They're working with each other, and making friends with each other. The next children's music camp takes place from August 11th-15, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day at the Ashcroft Hub. There will be a final performance and barbecue on August 15th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The cost is $100 per person, and parents should provide snacks and lunch, a water bottle, a bathing suit, and a towel. The Shine on Singers is for any kids aged 7 to 15, with rehearsals once a week, either Tuesday or Thursday, at the Hub from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. For more information about the camp or the choir, contact Takash at 250-682-3232 or email teresatakash@hotmail.com. You can also register online for the music camp. Go to https://bit.ly/3h5smhk.